Mishnah Beis, what happens if Yodulat Smochim, if rain had come down for the regular crops which grow directly from the ground? So this is referring to a relatively light rain. That's the sort of rain which is needed for crop which grows on the ground. Grain such as wheat and barley. Avalo Yodulo Ilon. But rain did not come down for the trees. For trees to grow properly and to produce proper fruit, they require strong rains in order that the water goes deep into the soil so that the roots can absorb the water. So if only light rain fell, or the opposite, if Ilon, if only strong rain for the trees fell, but rain which is needed for the crop which grows directly on the ground, meaning lighter rain that didn't fall, or even if the rain which was needed for both crop and trees did fall. So there was some light rain, there was some hard, strong rain. However, there was not a lot of it. There wasn't enough to fill the pits with water. Lashichin, for another sort of pit, more of a square-like pit. Or for the caves where water is stored and all of these things. So if these weren't filled up, so there was not a lot of water that season. Again, it's all very nice that it has started raining, but that can often be even more damaging. If it starts to rain, but not enough, so then bad produce will be produced. It will just cause damage to the ground, and you'll be left with rubbish produce, and therefore Masrin Alei Miyad, they would blow the shofar immediately and observe all of the stricter laws of the stricter fasts.